Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Joe Biden accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of having a craven lust for land and power at the end of a NATO summit Wednesday, where Ukraine won new security assurances from the U.S. and its allies for its defense against Moscow. Biden added that he thought Putin was expecting NATO would break.
He thought our unity would shatter at the first testing. He thought democratic leaders would be weak. But he thought wrong. Face the threat. Face with the threat to peace and stability of the world, to the democratic values we hold dear, to freedom itself. We did what we always do. The United States stepped up, NATO stepped up, our partners in Europe and in the Indo-Pacific stepped up. All across the world, they stepped up.
Members of the world's most powerful military bloc offered the prospect of long-term protection and a declaration by the Group of Seven Nations of the world's most industrial countries launched a framework for bilateral negotiations to provide military and financial support, intelligence sharing, and a promise of immediate steps if Russia should attack again. Concerns are growing that Russia won't extend a United Nations brokered deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to parts of the world struggling with hunger. The United Nations is striving to keep the fragile deal intact. A key demand of Moscow is the reconnection of a Russian agricultural bank to the SWIFT international payment network. It's cut off by the European Union over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The FBI's chief is defending the Bureau against harsh criticism from House Republicans of the United States, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a contentious Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Jim Jordan said the Biden administration is weaponizing the federal justice system, using the FBI to smear Donald Trump, cover for Hunter Biden, and generally target conservatives. Director Chris Wray responded, noting the Bureau's 30,000-plus employees are dedicated patriots protecting Americans from a staggering array of threats.
That is the real FBI.
Wray rejected GOP claims the Bureau is favoring the Biden family, among other things. Top panel Democrat Gerald Nadler says Republicans are so set on protecting Trump, they're willing to simply make things up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Pakistan Wednesday say that an insurgent assault on a military base in turbulent southwestern Balochistan province killed at least 9 soldiers and a civilian. The Army's media wing said that 5, quote, terrorists had attempted to, quote, sneak into the facility in the province's northern Jhab district early in the morning, but troops intercepted them. The ensuing hours-long fierce clashes killed 9 soldiers and all of the assailants. According to a military statement, it did not share further details, but reliable security sources in the Jhab reported that at least a dozen soldiers were also injured, and authorities are saying that the death toll could increase. Uganda's government is rejecting claims that top officials, including President Yoweri Museveni and his son, were responsible for the torture of political opponents. The International Criminal Court this week received testimonies from hundreds of Ugandans who say they were tortured by officials. A government spokesperson called it attention-seeking propaganda. Halima Althumani has more.
The case was recently presented by Bruce Afran, a Princeton, New Jersey-based lawyer whose team gathered the testimonies. The accusations stem from Uganda's 2021 elections. After the elections, several video clips shared on social media allegedly showed security officials torturing and in some cases firing live bullets at protesters. 54 people were killed during the campaign period, mostly in clashes between police and protesters. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Peru extended a state of emergency for another 30 days along the country's main roadways, including a key mining corridor, as a new round of protests were expected to kick off next week. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.